and welcome to the audio moo for, I think it's the 21st of July, and this is a couple of little short stories, not from 6minutestory.com, bizarrely, and through that site I've been interested in expanding and looking at other flash fiction sites and competitions, and this one is, I can now proudly reveal I got an honorary mention for on the Flash Friday number 33, which was inspired by a wonderful picture of Smoo Cave in Scotland, which showed a waterfall that was coloured blue and a kind of bright orangey red kind of cave. So the idea of fire and ice is the inspiration for this story. And it was a 200 word story. So ironically, it actually took me an awful lot longer than 6 minutes, which is my usual time frame for writing these things, to actually achieve 200 words, because it had to be 200 words exactly. And so this is that story, which, as I said, got an honourable mention. And as that's my first attempt at entering the Flash Friday kind of competition, I think I was quite pleased with it. And it's actually entitled How to Survive an Argument with a Dragon. "'Tis a simple matter, mortal," the dragon sighed. "Pick wisely. The wrong choice means certain death." The th in death was dramatically extended like a snake's hiss. Having never seen a real dragon before, this particular mortal examined the wizened face, wondering whether snakes had a common ancestor. From her experience with fossils, it seemed unlikely to be dinosaurs. "And you will not harm me before I've made a choice?" The dragon nodded. "I wouldst not kill thee afore a choice is made, mortal." "I have a name, Mona Fury," the mortal cried. Both names recycled from relatives, which annoyed her intensely. Not that this would matter if she didn't solve the dragon's riddle. "Thou hast two ways ahead to escape the cave. One of fire, one of ice." The dragon gestured to each with her free claw, the other cold and clammy. "Not snakes, then," gripped the caver expertly. "Put me down, then," Mona said calmly. The dragon lowered and unfurled its claw. "I choose not to choose. I'll make my own way out."
"Very clever, human," the dragon conceded.
Triumphantly, Mona bent down to pick up her caving gear.
"Of course, that was still a choice, though, wasn't it?"
And that's the audio mail for today. Hope you enjoyed it. As I said, I quite enjoyed it. And the judge commended it, and it got an honourable mention because apparently I managed to fit into 200 words some speculation about where dragons might fit into the evolutionary scheme of things, which he was quite impressed with. And just very quickly, I've got one more little story, which is actually five-sentence short story. This is from Five Sentence Fiction, and the theme today was wisdom for that, and this is my very first attempt at a five-sentence fiction. "Who would have thought a dentist, all dentists in fact, would be the centre of the world's largest satanic conspiracy? It's safe to tell you, now you are restrained and the anaesthetic is working, so there is no point in struggling. You see, God does nothing without a purpose, including giving you a set of apparently useless teeth, seats for your soul. I simply extract them, hand them over to this useful little demon here, and you won't even remember a thing. They're not called wisdom teeth for nothing, you know." And that was my first ever five-sentence fiction. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.